Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this old world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And I'm very excited about our good friend Chester Elton being with us. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. After more than 10 years, he continues to share his wisdom with us and his new books that he and Adrian Gostick produce. What Motivates Me, Put Your Passions to Work. That's the new one, right, Chester?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's a little different book for us, Jim, because
yeah, I noticed
in
that.
The book, yeah, in the book, there's actually an assessment that you take. So you slice open the envelope. It's a scratch-off, like a lottery ticket. The difference is everybody wins.
Mm-hmm.
And you go online and take the assessment, and it tells you a lot about what are your motivators at work, what are your identities, and it really does help you follow your passion.
I scratched mine
sure
off.
Work is fun, yeah.
BAX3LZ6, all that. I know what my number is.
Absolutely.
So, folks, check this out. It's available wherever books are sold. They can learn more about it at your website, right?
Yep, thecultureworks.com.
All right. So we're talking about how to be thankful, different ways to be thankful, different ways to express and show your thankfulness to employees, to customers. I just can't get away from customers, Chester. I mean, this is my constant refrain around here. I'm on a one-man campaign, one-man crusade, to get people, especially small business owners, to say thank you to their customers till they can't, you know, till they dream about it at night. And but we were talking earlier about the employees, and I wanted to tell a quick story about something that happened to me almost 40 years ago. I was a young pup with Xerox. I'd been trained. I was having my first year was having a pretty good year. I was at our offices where my boss worked, and I walked in one day, and there was the regional manager, and I knew what his face looked like. I didn't think he knew me, but I knew who he was, and they were kind of standing around as I walked up. They were kind of talking a little bit about different things, and he had his people with him, so I walked up, and they continued to talk, and all of a sudden, the big guy, the big manager, leaned over and reached through a couple of folks and poked me right in the chest with his fingers, with his two front fingers, poked me right in the chest and knocked me back a little bit. And he looked at my manager and he said, "I want you to hire more like him."
That's great.
Now I didn't even know he knew I existed, but I knew I was, you know, I mean, I'd working hard, I was doing good, but how about that for validation? And after all these years, I've never forgotten that.
Well, see, that's the thing that I think is so marvelous when you create a culture at your company of appreciation, is that those little things, I mean, 40 years later, you still remember that little
moment. You didn't think I didn't hit the ground running the next morning? My
yeah,
chest,
absolutely.
My chest was stuck, was out, boy. My chin was back. I was wide open.
That's right. You know, and to your point, when you have a culture of appreciation, when you start the day with gratitude, right? It permeates everything. You know, it's not just the boss thanking employees. It's employees thanking each other. It's peer to peer. It's you know, employees thanking customers. You know, we say it often, but the customer experience will never exceed the employee experience.
That's right.
If you don't have an employee experience where people feel valued, where they feel appreciated, how can that then translate to your customers? Well, it can't. That's why we say, look, you focus on the employees and your culture first. Mm-hmm. Make that experience as good as it can be, and it will translate to your customers. It makes sense, doesn't it?
And there's no question about it. It's the chicken or egg thing. But there also has to be training. Chester, I just can't say enough. You'll never convince me. You have to treat your employees exactly as you're saying, but you can't assume, especially today, and I just have to say that, especially today, you can't assume that your employees are going to take your gratefulness, your behavior, and transfer that to the customers without training, it just won't happen enough to get the job done. What do you think?
Well, you're right. You have to have framework. You know, for example, at Nationwide, said, look, here's what I'm going to do. I recommend you do it. But you know, when my part came up, I said, look, here's what you should do. Challenge yourself to write 3 thank you notes a week for 3 weeks. So, you know, and we talk about being very specific in the note. You know, be specific. Be timely. You know, be sincere. Do it now. Do it often. So that is part of the training that says, you know, make sure you do it in the right way. Now, we talk about how you recognize people in different ways. Know your people well enough to know it's appropriate. Some people don't want the spotlight. Some people crave the spotlight. Make sure you know the difference.
Well, yes, and especially if you've got salespeople, people who are out there, you know, on leverage compensation plans, you know, they want to be recognized in different ways, and I agree with that. You'll be a lot more effective if you know a little bit about what motivates them, and that's what your books are all about.
Exactly. You know, we talk about, say, look, you know, in some cases, like I grew up in Canada, right? If you're asking me what is the best way to recognize people, I say, give them tickets to a hockey game, right? Because everybody loves hockey, and if they don't love hockey, they should. Just
what's
get
wrong,
them to a game,
what's
right?
wrong with those people, right? Hey,
exactly.
Hey, Chester, I got to wrap it up, but I want to remind people that the book is called, the new is called, What Motivates Me? Put Your Passions to Work, and it's outstanding. Anything that Chester and Adrian come up with is always top shelf. Adrian, happy Thanksgiving. Come back soon.
Yeah, absolutely. I always answer when you call.
There you go. Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen. He's a great member of our Brain Trust, and he'll be back another day very soon. I got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.